from The Primitives, Imelda May, and Coco Hames. Today's reissue song is from Bananarama, from a re-release of their Greatest Hits collection. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Softer Still. I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you're tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from The Perfect Kiss, which is a terrible name for a band. I found two other groups with that name. This band came to me because of a record label I follow, which is Elephant Records out of Madrid, Spain. So The Perfect Kiss is a band fronted by Joe Moore. Joe was with a band called The Yearning before moving into another direction with this new incarnation, The Perfect Kiss. The project is a mini LP, which seems like a contradiction in terms, but this mini LP is an exercise in electro-pop. Joe recorded this album by using only a keyboard from a 1985 Yamaha Portasound, along with the vocal support of Holly Venegas. This 8-song recording came out March 31st. The song I have for you is called Broadcast, parenthetically, From You to Me. And it's all off that said mini disc, or mini LP, Disconnect. New music from The Perfect Kiss here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Tomorrow, from you to me.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off the first, I'm just looking out the window. It's just beautiful out there today. His spring has sprung. Anyway, I digress. Closing off that two-song set of the opening hour of the show, it's the Primitives. Yes, the Primitives, fronted by Tracy Tracy and PJ Court. If you're not familiar with the Primitives, which many of you are probably too young to even know who these guys are. The Primitives are an English indie pop band from Coventry in England, rather. The Primitives hit the scene big time in 1988 with the release of their hit song Crash off the album Lovely. They broke up as a band in 1992, but reformed in 2008 with Tracy and Paul fronting the new incarnation of the band. The new album, which is really an EP, or as they're calling it, a maxi single, is titled New Thrills, and it's out May 5th. Song that is featured there is Oh Sweet Honey. Changing musical direction, yeah, we're going to do that. Something new from Hazel English. I am smitten with this artist. Hazel is a 20-something Australian-born indie pop singer-songwriter that currently resides in Oakland, California. I first found her in late 2016 with the release of her debut single, Make It Better. At that time, I was thinking, this is an artist to watch. And so then I started following her on SoundCloud and Facebook. Something to note about her, though, is that the EP that she has been produced by Jackson Phillips, who is the driving force behind the band Daywave and also his previous band Carousel. They make a good team, rather. In 2017, Hazel decided to combine two EPs, Just Give In and Never Going Home, which has a street date of May 12th. The song I have for you this morning is More Like You. And it's the third track from this upcoming release that I played for you on my show so far. As you can tell, I really like her. New music from Hazel English here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Catch your eye. things I do for you, but it's no surprise when you just roll your eyes and say, here we go again. She's gonna moan again. I should spare your love just a thing or two, but you don't disguise it when I'm just white noise and it's done before it begins, 'cause your temper's getting thin. But there's just one thing that I wanna know, just one little thing before I go, before I go. It's who takes care of me. Tell me who takes care of me. Should have been you.
That was the latest material from Imelda May here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. If you're not familiar, Imelda May once referred to herself as Dublin's finest rockin' diva. She also has a great following there. I introduced you to Imelda, almost 7 years ago. Imelda got her big break when Jeff Beck invited her on to share the stage with him at the 2010 Grammys. She did a great job there. She presents herself very well with her musical style, stage presence, and, well, at that time, she had this really neat hair. It was kind of like a 50s swoop curl off of her forehead with a kind of a white or stripe going through it. It was really interesting. If you haven't seen it, you need to look at it. Anyway, that appearance has pushed her to the next level. She's put out several albums with her unique style of sass and rockability, but with this release of the new album, Life, Live, Flesh, Blood, which comes out April 21st, she reinvents herself in image as well in style. The track is called You Should Have Been, or Should Have Been You, rather. Next up is a new tune from Dusk Whales. Dusk Whales, which is all one word, are an indie pop slash gypsy rock trio. They're out of Washington, D.C., and this threesome just released their new album, Sorrowful Mysteries, on April 8th. I first featured them in late March with their pre-release single, Slow Down Jerusalem. Since the full album was released, I decided, well, you know what, I'm going to play another track from the new disc. Today, I have for you a tune called Estranged Brother. By the way, if you like the band's sound, they'll be on tour. Swinging by this area of Boston in April, later on this month, they have a gig at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville on April 28th. New music from Dusk Wales here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Oop. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Softer Still right after the latest here from Honey West. Music from Honey West here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Honey West, Millie are Ted Zerkowski, Ian McDonald, Phil Cimino, and Max McDonald. Ian McDonald was part of the bands in his history, King Crimson and Foreigner, to name a couple. Ted Zerkowski is a venerable participant in New York City's acting community. And I don't know how these two older dudes got together and created Honey West, but, you know, it's interesting what they've done. Oh, by the way, the other band's McDonald, Ben, well, that's Ian's son. The band's new album, Bad Old World, comes out May 19th, and I just aired the album's pre-release single, Dementia. All right, well, I was going to do something, but it's not working. Oh, because I got the wrong button. Let me do this first.
My battle buddies and I attended the NHL Stadium Series at Yankee Stadium. We had the time of our lives. Ventix, we can't thank you enough.
Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
All right. Next up, it's our time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist and then follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Softer Still. Softer Still, they are a mixed-gendered indie dream pop band out of Surrey, England. I featured two singles from them in 2016, which then they included those two along with another two new tracks and released their debut self-titled EP in January of this year. They received some really good press, and I guess that was just the incentive they need to release this other brand new single. It's called Wishing Well. It came out on April 14th. So this is Softer Still. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University. TK hanging here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Softer Still with the tune Bliss, which was originally released in the single in 2016 and also included in their self-titled debut EP. I will be posting today's new release show playlist in its entirety a little bit later on during the show, which is at tksmusic.com, tksmusic.com. You can also check out some videos, and also there's a few downloads available, free downloads. How about that? That's the Price is Right. It's there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Bananarama. The song that's been re-released, or the album that's been re-released, rather, is the Greatest Hits Collection, which originally came out in 1988. So technically speaking, this is a reissue of a compilation. Anyway, Bananarama are a British female pop vocal group formed in London in 1979 with friends Sarah Dallin, Siobhan Fahey, and Karen Woodward. Their success on both pop and dance charts have earned them a listing in the Guinness Book of Records as the all-female group with the most chart entries in the world. One can understand why they have a greatest hits collection. In fact, they have several best-of collections. This collection had songs on it like He Was Really Saying Something, Shy Boy, Venus, and then this one, Robert De Niro's Waiting. So this is Bananarama with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I never what they see. Ooh. Oh.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off, that two-song set was the music from Charlie Bliss. Charlie Bliss is a mixed-gendered bubble pop quartet based in New York City. Eva Grace Hendrix fronts the band with an edgy but sweet vocals. Their debut full-length album, Guppy, is due out April 21st. I premiered their debut single, Glitter, back in March. The album is coming out this week, so I thought I'd grab another cut from it as well to give you a better feel for the band. That tune was called Westermark. Keeping the music going here today with a new track from Coco Hames. Coco Hames is the front woman for the garage pop combo The Etts. Well, Miss Hames decided to go out on her own. Coco grew up listening to 60s pop music from the likes of Dusty Springfield, but also classic country music from Patsy Cline. Two people I really like. And then she also liked to use or listen to music that bridged both worlds, like Bobby Gentry, as a matter of fact. With the release of her debut album, solo effort, as a matter of fact, you can hear those influences. The new disc is self-titled, and it dropped March 31st. The track I have to share for you is called I Don't Want to Go. New music from Coco Hames here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Windowsill.
Anytime I think I find a new kind of
Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's TK here with you, music you might otherwise miss. And that was a tune from a band called Making Movies. Making Movies is four guys, two sets of brothers with very international backgrounds. The Chi brothers hail from Santiago, Panama and Kansas City, Missouri. And the brothers Chirond are from Guadalajara, Mexico. The foursome are getting ready to release their new collection entitled I Am Another You, which comes out May 26th. The song I just aired there, which I'm really digging, is called Brave Enough, and it features Hooray for the Riff Raff and Elena Moore helping out on vocals. Nice song. Let me slip in one more from Cigarettes After Sex. They are a foursome out of El Paso, Texas, but currently make their base of operations in Brooklyn. With guitars, synthesizers, bass, and drums, these guys have put together some haunting music. They have a new album coming out June 9th, which will be self-titled. They recently released this single called Apocalypse, and it's already blowing up. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Just watching cities get